This is the People of Relic and EKR podcast, a podcast that delves into the minds of the people who work at advertising agencies Relic and EKR. I'm your host, Annabelle Sutton. We've had a lot of fun so far on this podcast, getting to know Relic and EKR's employees in in-depth interview-style episodes. In this new style of episode, we've asked multiple employees the same question. What are your top three favorite movies? Let's see what they have to say. First, we'll hear from JP.
Okay, here we go. All right. What are your top three favorite movies and why? At the top of that list, Lost in Translation, with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson. After high school, I was able to spend some time in Tokyo living with some family. And the last week there, I spent 3 months there. And the last week, I watched it with my aunt and uncle. It was kind of a surreal experience because in a lot of ways, it distinctly captured some of my feelings from being there, just kind of completely displaced from the environs that I grew up in. You know, here I am, little Utah raised, and, cow tipping and stuff was the fun thing. But going to a location that was so different to me really played an important part in changing my perception toward just the world at large. And I feel like that movie really resonated with me at the time. And every time I watch it, it reminds me of some of those things that I experienced and felt and essentially learned. Number two, True Grit. I think the thing that stuck out to me, and I've read the book as well, it's just the inimitable and really precise use of language in that film. It's fascinating, especially, kind of taking a look at historical dialects and, kind of how they reinterpreted that to really build that world. I'm kind of fond for the Western genre in general, and I feel like the acting and the writing, for one, surpasses the original. Sorry, John Wayne, but really entertaining, but also heartfelt and moving. Number three, Amadeus, actually. So this one's kind of funny because I remember I was probably 12 or so, and my dad rented Amadeus from Blockbuster, and it was a 2 VHS situation. He put in the second VHS first, and it opened up, and it's like, okay, well, this is avant-garde and weird. We don't know what's going on, but like, are we supposed to feel this disconnected? Anyway, then we finished that, and we were surprised it was the ending. So we went back to the first cassette, and then it all made sense. Also, I ended up really loving the movie, but that was kind of an interesting lesson in kind of genre and format, kind of playing with the medium of not only film, but just like other kind of, any kind of media. I guess it was a remix of sorts that was kind of jarring, but stuck with me. Not just for the content of the movie, but kind of that experience. But I still think it's a fantastic movie as well.
Next, we'll hear from Caitlin Bolton.
This was a little bit challenging, but Daddy's Home, because Mark Wahlberg. Daddy's Home 2, also because Mark Wahlberg. And then I'd probably have to say The Santa Claus, because of Tim Allen. No, I'm just kidding. But I love The Santa Claus. I would watch it every single day during the holidays if I could. It's my favorite.
Now we'll hear from Maggie Curtis.
My top three favorite movies. So the first one is The 10 Things I Hate About You. Mostly because I love Heath Ledger. Like, I love that movie. I love to just watch it and then like sob for a while after. And then my second one is basic, but Mean Girls. It's just iconic. You can't go wrong. If I have like a bad day or if I'm like sick, that's my favorite movie to watch when I'm sick. It's just like a comfort movie. It's the best. And then the third one is one that like maybe people haven't heard of as much. It's called Sleepaway Camp. It's not as well known. I feel like I just watched it with my husband and his family like over Thanksgiving, and the end is shocking. Like, maybe don't watch it if you have like kids. I don't know. The end is shocking. It's crazy, but it's a good movie. And I recommend it if you like it. Actually, it's not really a good movie. It's kind of a bad movie, but it's so bad that it's good. I don't know. I recommend it if you like weird movies, I guess.
Next, we'll hear from Adam Stoker.
Oh, man. My top three favorite movies. This is a hard one because that also changes. It's kind of like saying my favorite book. I do have a movie, and my favorite movies are also strange. I don't think that they're the, like, you're probably not going to hear these on anybody else's answers. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It probably shows how childish I am, but I really like a dumb humor movie. And so the first one that I would say is called Just Friends. And I don't know how many people are familiar with the show Just Friends. I think it's a Christmas movie. Some people say it doesn't count as a Christmas movie, but I definitely think it should be in the Christmas lineup. Really fun movie. I think the humor just makes me laugh. And I haven't seen it in a few years, and I wonder if I'd be disappointed in myself for mentioning it as one of my favorite movies if I was to go back and watch it again. But I do. I get a kick out of Just Friends. I'm trying to think of, you know, another movie that I think has a different importance to me. Like, that one's funny, and I can probably just, you know, turn my brain off and watch it. The next one is Independence Day. And that movie is old, but when I was 16 years old, my dad was big time into sci-fi, still is. And he took us on the opening night to Independence Day with Will Smith. And I just remember thinking it was the coolest movie I had ever seen. And I think part of it was going and you know, waiting in line with my dad to be first there. It was a really, really fun movie for me, and I have very, very fond memories of going to watch it. I also love the movie Unbroken. It's about Louis Zamperini, and he was an Olympian, ended up going to World War II, was taken prisoner, was lost at sea for months, I think, and just an amazing story. And you know, I actually like the book, I think, more than I like the movie, because the movie could only cover so much in 2.5 hours. But I was actually able to have my daughter read that book this last year and talk through all the situations with her that he went through, and why it's so important to have a good attitude, and why it's so important to work hard and to overcome the challenges that are put in front of you. I think that movie might be one of the best stories of overcoming adversity that maybe I've ever experienced, because this guy had every excuse in the world to have a terrible attitude and feel, woe is me, you know, everything happens to me. And instead, this guy still had control of his life after everything he had been through. And I think it's a real lesson to me that when hard things happen or difficult times come, if he could get through what he got through, then I need to stop complaining.
Next, we'll hear from Emily Christman.
This is probably my favorite question, because I love movies a whole lot. My top favorite movie would probably be Fargo. It's a movie that came out in the 90s. They have a whole TV show based on it now. But the movie itself is just so good. If you love, like, kind of like true crime feel, very like Midwestern. I love the way that it's shot. It just looks pretty, and the characters are so kind of quirky and fun, and it just balances that tone of like serious and funny very well. And it's one that I have seen maybe a million times, and I just love it. My second would be When Harry Met Sally. That's like a rom-com, but it's one that I'll show to anyone, because even if you don't like, you know, girly movies, chick flicks, you'll probably like When Harry Met Sally just because it's a funny movie for everyone. It's just really, really well written. The screenwriter of this movie is like one of my favorite writers, period. And this is the best thing that she's done. And I really love Meg Ryan. So that's just a recipe for success for me. And then my third one, it's probably not my third, like, best movie I've ever seen, but one of my favorites is Holes, which is the Shia LaBeouf coming-of-age movie where they dig holes in the middle of the Texas wilderness. And just, I remember seeing that movie for the first time, and it really stood out to me of, like, this is how good screenwriting can be. The layers of the story just blew my mind at 7 or however old I was when I read it, or when I saw it. I read the book as well. It's also great. And it's just another one that I could watch a million times over, and it would be just like the first time I ever watched it. It's great.
Next, we'll hear from Jacqueline Crane.
I don't know why this one is as tricky as it probably should be. I think picking three is probably more difficult than it seems. I definitely love more of the rom-com type movies. So my first one has most of my life always been Lake House with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves. I think it's just a good classic kind of romance, and I'm always a huge Sandra Bullock fan, so that one would probably be number one. My second one is kind of another rom-com called New in Town. It's not as popular. It has Renee Zellweger and Harry Connick Jr. in it. And just really good when you need a good laugh. I think when it comes to a third favorite, I tried to pick something not in the rom-com genre, just to kind of even it out. I've always been a huge fan of kind of older but more classic movies. And actually, this came to mind because we just recently watched Glass Onion that came out. If you've seen that, I thought that was pretty good. Definitely love Knives Out as kind of the first mystery movie to that. And I think that those two movies kind of make me think back to Clue, which is a huge classic and kind of original in a certain sense, I guess, when it comes to those mystery type movies. And so, yeah, I guess I kind of bunched a bunch into that last one. But yeah, Clue and kind of Knives Out in tandem with that, I think are some really good movies that I've enjoyed recently.
Now we'll hear from Corey Osler.
I think this is a lot of men's favorite movies, but I really like the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first Indiana Jones movie. Why? Just because it's like the archetype for all adventure movies going anything after it, of just awesome Harrison Ford, awesome stunts, and a little bit of gross out, a little bit of romance. It's got it all. Second of my top three movies is kind of in the opposite direction. There's a movie called Everything is Illuminated that has Elijah Wood in it, and he plays he's an American Jew, but he's of Ukrainian descent, and he goes back to Ukraine and meet some of his family, and there's some stuff about like stuff that happened in World War II, but like it's kind of a weird, quirky movie, but it has like it's like both hilarious and like really deeply moving all at the same time. And I served a mission in Ukraine, and so like some of the cultural stuff in there, I love it because it's funny. One of my other favorite movies is Jurassic Park, the first one. I saw that as a kid, and I remember like how old was I then? I think I was like 9 or something when it came out. And my mom didn't want me to see it, but because it's PG-13, and my dad's like, nah, you can handle it, let's go. So I did. And I went, and I remember like, because there's a little kid in there that's about my age, or was when I was that age. And so like I kind of projected myself onto him. And so like the danger was real for me the whole time I was watching it. And so it was just, and it's an intense, cool movie, and it's got dinosaurs. What else do you want?
Next, we'll hear from Marcy Walquist.
Okay, I actually had to get my roommate to tell me what my favorite movies were, because I have no idea. I'm not a huge movie buff, but I think we figured it out. First one is going to be Into the Spider-Verse. Now, this is a newer one. It's an animation with Spider-Man, obviously. And I love this movie. I am really into art, and this animation style was just kind of revolutionary. It is so fascinating to watch. Like, it's well written, the movie's great, the plot line's great, all that stuff. And on top of that, the animation is spectacular. So that is definitely one of my top movies, one of the ones I go back to. And every time I watch it, I'm just super impressed. It's also super slept on. Because I remember I was visiting my parents. I was like, oh, Dad, you love Marvel movies, you have to watch this new Spider one. And he's like, yeah, sure. And he eventually watched it with me, and he's like, that was like really good, way better than I was expecting. I wasn't expecting to like that. I was like, I know, it's really good. So that's one of them. I would say Clue is one of my favorite movies. Clue is an older film. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it's based off the board game. Not the other way around, but don't quote me on that. This movie is like the perfect amount of dark humor. And I just love it. It's so good. And I'm not one for like slapstick comedy. That's not my kind of comedy. And it just edges that just in the perfect way to be super entertaining and engaging, even though it's more of, it's not an action-based film. It is more of like a intellect film, I guess you could say. But they're really good at keeping people engaged. And also, it has one of the best like one-liners at the very end in cinematic history, so you can't beat that. So The Mummy, this is another childhood nostalgia movie. I think I was in elementary school when it came out, maybe. I could be wrong, who knows. But this movie, I could watch it a million times. It is the perfect balance between action, romance, and humor. And I don't think there's a movie that's ever quite gotten it the same. Like, yeah, is it cheesy? Sure. Is it kind of over the top in some areas? Totally. But like, it is so enjoyable from beginning to end. The characters have chemistry. They're just, again, one-liners are always the best. And just kind of the ridiculousness of it, while also being serious, it's a great combination. I love The Mummy.
Now we'll hear from Nate Jensen.
First movie that comes to mind is The Truman Show. I'm not a huge Jim Carrey fan, but I love that show because he's trapped in this world where everyone's trying to control the outcome, everyone's trying to control what he does and fit him into this life where he think, you know, where they think he should, you know, they're trying to take him through certain steps. And the whole show is about him breaking out of that and realizing that he can actually make his own decisions and choose the life that he wants. And so I've always found that pretty inspiring, actually. Second one is, I would say, the Bourne, what's the first Bourne movie? The Bourne Identity. Bourne Identity, sorry. And really any of the Bourne movies, they're all sort of the same movie over and over again. But when Jason Bourne goes to accomplish some kind of mission, he's always like three steps ahead of his opponent. And it's sort of almost a superhero feel, right? Like he's got this superpower where he's thinking into the future and he's prepared for anything. So just for me, it's not necessarily such a moving show. It's just sort of a fun ride. And to see him, you know, pull one over on his opponent every time, it's just kind of fun the way they put it together. And then the last one, I'm going to say, you know what, let's go with romantic comedy. I'm going to say Dan in Real Life. And the reason I like that show is it's just funny. It's set in a family setting, and so there's this guy with personal issues who he's got to sort of deal with these personal issues with his family all watching. And also it has the best hook probably of any movie I've ever seen. Within about the first 10 minutes there's a big turn, and I won't spoil it for you, but it just creates tension throughout the whole rest of the show, and I think it's really well done. So those are my three.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you liked hearing the various answers to these questions from our wonderful employees. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of The People of Relic and EKR.